Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So this has been a crazy week, right? I mean, this has been a back and forth tug of war here with local politics between the incoming administration of Helena Moreno and the present administration of Mayor LaToya Cantrell. And it seems to me that the mayor is engaged in a bunch of silly games, and we've talked about this. But I wanted today to kind of wrap one thing up. I want to commend and congratulate the New Orleans City Council for their vote to override the veto of the budget that they had adopted, and the mayor vetoed it and started talking about what her obligations and responsibilities were. And my personal opinion, you know, sorry, too late. You're done. Forget about it. But their action in coming together, I think, speaks volumes, right? And makes it clear that they will not allow Mayor LaToya, the Grinch Cantrell, to crash the sleigh of hope, the sleigh of redemption, the sleigh of excitement that the electorate is feeling as we approach and work our way through this transition period leading up to the swearing in of Helena Moreno on January 12th. And I love the fact that they did that, pushed it right back on it and say, this sleigh of hope is going to continue to fly over the city and land on January 12th. And it is clear that from this action as well, that the mayor is appropriately and prominently placed on the naughty list, right? No doubt about it. They're sending the message that the mayor's naughty, that what she's engaged in here, she belongs on a naughty list. And as such, I would just have one request of the mayor as she's outgoing, is just please don't send out Christmas cards unless it's a picture of you sitting on a lump of coal, right? Which could serve as a reminder of your failed travels about climate. Because I think what's happening now is people are just tired of hearing anything that she has to say. They're tired of witnessing anything that she attempts to do. And this might be a good day, December 19th, to kind of just disappear. Don't reveal yourself. Just go about doing what you do, have to do, packing your boxes, whatever else. We've all done it. I'm not trying to be mean. I had to do it myself. You know, and you come to the realization that on the 12th, you're a has-been. And just begin to realize that now and stop fighting these crazy, silly little things that make us look bad throughout the state, make us even look worse nationally, and just move on. Because if you continue to do what you're doing, just a word of caution. I heard that Krampus is around, and he may be looking for you. Just maybe. Not sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, where this all goes. There's a lot to get done. And yesterday I outlined some of the issues that I see looming out there that continue to be really difficult and continue to present problems from a financial perspective for not only this administration, but the incoming administration. And I think one of the challenges that the incoming administration, quite frankly, is going to have is how to separate itself from what was done previously and how much of that will tarnish them as they come in. And I just caution folks, and word to the wise, listen very carefully to what people are saying. You know, the downside for an incoming administration when you're down and out like we are here and we're holding on by our fingertips on the proverbial edge of a cliff is, you know, they can only play certain cards because they've been dealt a hand that is really difficult to manage, to massage, and to play the rest of this game with that hand. All the while trying to figure out how they can reshuffle the deck. So it's going to take patience on our part, quite frankly. I think expectations are high and appropriately so. But patience is going to have to be exhibited. None of this is going to unwind and unfold in a very quick fashion. Typically, I would say, you know, everybody's looking for the first 100 days to see what's going to happen and this, that, and otherwise. I do believe that there'll be some policy changes. They'll work through the implementation of these policy changes. But you have a culture that's been embedded in this city for a long, long time. Cultural reformation is not easy. It occurs one bloody step at a time. Because the bureaucracy and those that are protected by civil service, those that are protected by a whole host of other things, whether it is their institutional knowledge or whatever, it's hard to move these people in a short period of time. So I just throw that out because I think coming out of the holiday season, I think spirits are going to be high. There's a lot going on in the city. And I think expectations are going to be overwhelming, quite frankly, in some respect. And we didn't get here in a very short period of time. And in the place that we find, it's very difficult. This goes back multiple administrations. A lot of decisions that have to be made by independent third parties. The city doesn't have any control over. Hopefully those decisions go our way. You know, one example is FEMA. It's a big decision by the federal government as to whether or not they're going to give us yet another extension, which I think is probably north of about a half a dozen or so extensions. And, you know, so that we could carry this thing forward. But keep in mind, we still have to put up our match. And when you're in a distressed cash position, that's going to be very difficult to do. There's going to be some workouts that have to happen first. And, you know, there has to be a clear understanding that is going to be needed to be done as we move forward. So, again, I just want to commend the council, congratulate them. For the override of the veto, pushing back on whatever it is that the mayor's attempting to do and not allowing the Grinch to crash the sleigh of hope. And that you continue to trudge forward in the waning days of this council, which will some of the council members will leave us, some will come back to city administration, some will move on to other aspects of their life, and there's new blood that's coming on the council as well. So we look forward to that too. And so, as I said before, it's going to be interesting, but we'll continue to report out what we see, and hopefully, maybe just through the next couple of weeks, no more games, right? Let's just focus on all the right things. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.